With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Five Democratic lawmakers from Connecticut say Thanksgiving bomb threats were made against their homes.
Senator Chris Murphy and Representatives Jim Himes, Joe Courtney, John Larson, and Johanna Hayes all reported being the subject of such threats. Police who responded said they found no evidence of explosives on the lawmakers' properties. The bomb threats against Democrats happened a day after a number of President-elect Donald Trump's most prominent cabinet picks and appointees reported that they had received such threats, as well as swatting attacks in which perpetrators initiate an emergency law enforcement response against a victim under false pretenses. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents have seized 3,000 fake Gibson electric guitars that had been shipped from Asia. That during a raid in Los Angeles. Officials say the guitars, had they been authentic, would be worth $18 million. Also at SRNnews.com, as winter approaches, Ukraine's military facing a desertion crisis within the ranks.
Soldiers, lawyers, and Ukrainian officials tell the AP that tens of thousands of tired and bereft Ukrainian troops have walked away from combat and frontline positions. According to military commanders and soldiers, entire units have abandoned their posts, leaving defensive lines vulnerable and accelerating territorial losses. Some take medical leave and never return. Others clash with commanders and refuse to carry out orders, sometimes during firefights. The war has largely been going Russia's way, and the desertions could put Kyiv at a clear disadvantage in future ceasefire talks. I'm Karen Shamas.
Investigation continues after a Russian national who did not have a ticket boarded a Paris-bound Delta flight in New York and was arrested when the plane touched down. This is SRN News. A French TV station has been fined by the government.
CNews is an independent public access channel, and it recently aired an opinion piece that stated that abortion is the leading cause of death around the world. France's Audiovisual and Digital Communication Regulatory Authority has fined CNews 100,000 euros, stating that, quote, abortion cannot be presented as a cause of death. In fact, there are 73 million abortions globally each year, a number which far outpaces the death toll for any other disease. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio's Attorney General will appeal a ruling that struck down the most far-reaching of the state's new pro-life laws. A county judge in Ohio determined in October last year's voter-approved amendment enshrining abortion makes the state's heartbeat law unconstitutional. Law banning most abortions once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected had been paused during the challenge. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Britain have given initial approval to a bill that would help terminally ill adults to commit suicide. The so-called assisted dying bill was approved Friday by a vote of 330 to 275 after an impassioned parliamentary debate. Supporters say the law will provide dignity to the dying. Speaking on half of the bill's opponents, conservative lawmaker Danny Kruger says the bill could be used for all of the wrong reasons.
Let today not be a vote for despair, but the start of a proper debate about dying well, in which we have a better idea than a state suicide service, in which we remember that we have intrinsic value, that real choice and autonomy means having access to the best care possible and the fullest control over what happens to you while you live, that true dignity consists in being cared for to the end.
And you'll find more details at srnnews.com.